Okay, so I'm Sadie Sullivan with the Brooklyn Historical Society. Today is May 5th, 2008, and we're here at the Restoration Celebration at BHS. And if you would introduce yourself to the recording, however you like.
Okay, my name is Mary Barnett Keller. I was with Restoration from 1967 to 1978.
Mm-hmm. So right from the beginning?
Mm-hmm, yes.
How did you get involved originally?
I was working for HARU Act in Harlem,
mm-hmm.
and I was working for a gentleman by the name of Owen Haig,
mm-hmm.
and when Restoration was formed, he was asked to come in as the financial director of finance,
mm-hmm.
and so when he moved to Restoration, he asked me if I would join him there as well, and that's how I ended up going to Restoration.
Mm-hmm. And how did you feel about the project from the beginning?
Oh, I was very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited. It was mm-hmm. an exciting time of the year. I mean, exciting times. And so just seeing and being involved in a new project that was designed to help the community was just very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what was your connection to Brooklyn before coming to Restoration?
I had no connection to Brooklyn at all, other than that I had a couple of cousins who lived here, and as children we would come to visit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I knew about Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually born in Mount Vernon, New York, in Westchester County.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And where do you live today?
I'm still in Brooklyn. Still in Brooklyn.
Do you live in Bedford-Stuyvesant?
No, I'm in East New York.
Mm-hmm.
East New York, right off of Utica and Empire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what was the cultural, social vibe of the early days of Restoration?
All of us were very young,
mm-hmm.
and very dedicated and very conscientious and very focused in terms of what we had to do.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because of that, or because of our age, we were easily united.
Mm.
So that when a particular task had to be done, we were willing to get together to get it done, no matter what. And many times we worked way into the night, 2-3 in the morning, just to get a particular task done. We were just very tenacious. Mm-hmm. And just very focused.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do you think the effect of Restoration's both longevity and has been in the neighborhood?
Restoration has done wonderful work in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It is truly an institution now. and will be there on long term. They've expanded so greatly.
Mm-hmm.
They've developed programs even more so than we had. And it's going to be a positive force mm-hmm. in the community over the long term.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly as we move forward, because we find that the country is still suffering some of the problems that existed in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's become very clear. Particularly over these last several years, and some of the critical problems of poverty, healthcare questions, educational questions, they still exist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's become very clear even through the campaigns that we've
yeah.
been focused on.
Yeah.
So it's going to become even more of a vital part of the community,
mm-hmm.
because those issues are still going to have to be addressed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it will be a positive move forward for them.
Mm-hmm. What about issues of race and racism and anti-racism and work like that in the community?
That, I don't see that as a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may be because the community is changing.
Mm-hmm.
There are more whites moving into Bed-Stuy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that will eventually create a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the best program that Restoration has had over the years?
Ah, goodness. Speaking about when I was there, I really loved the Home Improvement Program.
Mm-hmm.
That was a program that employed several youth throughout the summer. And through a lottery, we would rehab and paint homes. And we employed anywhere from 500 to 600 youth during the summer.
I didn't realize
exactly.
It was that numbers.
And we renovated a number of homes. And I would love to see that happen again.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, because it was very, very vital. Our youth don't have employment today.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was one of the greatest programs, or the greatest, just my favorite.
Yeah. Do you remember how that came about?
Well, through the vision of Franklin Thomas, who was president at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they formed a particular unit to deal with the home improvement program.
Mm-hmm.
And through a lottery, and the people were employed just for that program, also adults and men who also didn't have jobs. They were given training in terms of painting and that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and some minor rehab. And that's how it happened. I would love to see that again,
mm-hmm.
not just there, but all across the country, because it's one way to employ our youth,
mm-hmm.
even if it is temporary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That gives them skills that they
right.
could...
Mm-hmm. That's right. That can be passed on mm-hmm. and utilized elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kind of work are you doing now?
Nothing. I'm a retiree.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you. So no, I'm not doing anything. Helping, with my grandchildren. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do your kids live in Brooklyn?
Not now. They did up until a year ago, and they just recently moved to Georgia. Snellville,
okay.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. Do you know my last question?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is the key to Restoration's longevity as an organization?
Funding.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be funded. They have to get funding from corporations. The federal government has to pull back some of the monies from the military-industrial complex. And put it back into programs across the country, not just Bed-Stuy, but across the country. It has to do it. It has to have the funding in order to stay viable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Before you go, I have there's a release form, and this will add your interview to Restoration's archives as well as the archives here.
Okay.
So if you could fill out the top part and then sign down at the bottom.
Okay.